California's wildfire season is underway as hot and dry conditions fuel what's now become a growing number of wildfires across the state in the last few days. One near Lake Sonoma, the Point Fire, has destroyed a few structures, injured a firefighter, and sent hundreds of people from their homes in a region with many wineries. Other large fires are burning in Los Angeles, Calaveras, and Colusa counties, charring thousands of acres. All of this feels a little early, but is it really? Here to answer that question and more is Craig Clements, director of the Wildfire Interdisciplinary Research Center at San Jose State University. Hello.
Hi.
So can you tell us more about these fires and their development? Like, what has stood out to you about their growth here?
We've gone into a drying period. We've had a few more warmer days in the last couple of weeks, so that's caused the fuels to dry further, and so it does make sense that we're getting these fires to start developing. Another issue is that, you know, there's been a lot of wind on these last couple of days. So that's why these fires have grown, particularly the fire in Southern California.
So would you say that we are seeing an early surge in wildfires in terms of this season?
You know, it's not uncommon to have fires in June. Typically in June, we have lots of grass fires, but we don't get fires burning into the forest. And most of the risk currently this week and this last few weeks has been in the grasslands, in the lower elevation grasslands. And these next days are going to be critical.
And what can we expect later in the season?
Well, that's hard to say because, you know, fires are a function of their day-to-day weather and the topography and the fuel conditions. What the National Interagency Fire Center Outlook has suggested that most of California should be below normal for the summer for large fire potential, even though we're getting into some, you know, slightly bigger fires right now. In general, it should be below normal for most of the summer. However, in September and October, that should change and we should be, you know, at higher risk for larger fires. That can all change with the extended heat wave. If we have like a week-long period of very dry, warm temperatures, that can further dry the fuels. And if there's ignition after that, then we can get into some bigger fires. So it just depends on the day-to-day weather conditions as well.
I imagine climate change is playing a role here. Am I correct?
Well, climate change plays a role in some fires, for sure. We know that climate change has made fires more intense because of drought conditions, drying the fuels. It's made fires larger because of those same issues. But not every fire is driven by climate change, particularly grass fires. That's not really a climate change type of fire. You know, forest fires are affected by climate change more because of the fuels are affected by drought, heat waves, that type of thing.
What has the state been doing to get ready for this? I mean, what are some lessons that we might have learned from previous fires that can help with prevention efforts this year?
Well, there's lots of things going on in the Western U.S. and in California with fuel reduction programs, a lot of prescribed fires that have been ongoing this spring and thinning, forest thinning projects.
And the prescribed burns that you mentioned, I mean, we talked a lot about that in past years. Do you feel like this year progress has been made on the prescribed burn front?
From my perspective, yeah, it is difficult to get prescribed fire programs off the ground because of not only community resistance, but also air quality issues. So depends on the weather. If we don't have the right weather conditions, then you can't do that type of project. So there's a lot of things that go into prescribed fire management and whether or not you can get the acres that you want burned.
Professor, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Craig Clements is director of the Wildfire Interdisciplinary Research Center at San Jose State University.